Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Peah with Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet says, Ha'imois shel betzalim, mothers of onions, onions that are used for planting, chayavos bepeah, you do have to give peah for those. Rabbi Yossi poter, but Rabbi Yossi says you do not have to give peah for those. Malbanos ha'betzalim, those brick-shaped patches, those plots of onions, shebein hayarek, which are between different vegetables. Rabbi Yossi Omer, peya mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Yossi says you have to give peya for each plot individually. V'chachamim omrim me'echad al hakol. The chachamim, however, say that you only have to give peya from one of these plots for all of them. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Haymo shel betzalim, mothers of onions. Betzalim gedolim shemanichin osan, Legadel zera. So these are large onions that are put in the ground to encourage growth. Umitoch shemeshtehen ba'aretz lo chazu la'achila ela al yedei hadchak. And because they stay in the ground, they're not really fit to eat except with great difficulty. Ulekach pater Rabbi Yossi ve'ein halacha kamoso. So that's why Rabbi Yossi doesn't require peah from it, but the halacha does not follow him. Let's take a quick look over in the Tosfos Yontiv. When we call makom hoav habetzalim atzman shelo nishtahu midi de'achila ninhu, since the ones that are not left in the ground are actually food, afhimos shemeshahin osan ba'aretz lo yatsu michlalan lahaftir mehapeah. So because onions are a food item, onions are fit to eat. So these individual onions you left in the ground longer and they're hard to eat, that doesn't take them out of their category of being a food item. That's why they require peah. Masha'en ken sfiche stis shebeperek kama mishneh dalet. This is not the case with those plants that were used for making dye that could be eaten if you really had to, where we said in the first chapter that they did not require peah. Shekol ha'min ein royal achila, because the entire species isn't really fit for food, el ayedei hadechak, except in great effort. So the difference here is onions are fit for food. These individual onions, you left them in the ground long for a reason. Okay, they're tough to eat. Onions are still food. The other plant, not really fit for food. If you're starving, you'll eat it, it'll keep you alive, but that's not what it's for. That's why that plant requires no peah, but this plant requires peah. Back in the Bart Nuro. Malbanos habetzalim shebein hayarek, the plots, the brick-shaped patches of land that have onions in between the vegetables. Savar Rabbi Yossi, the yarek zera acher dami, that Rabbi Yossi feels that yarek is like another crop. She'ein derech b'nei adam liyos machnis betzalim ben hayarek, because it's not normal for a person to raise onions in between other vegetables. Batanan la'el b'perek sheni the zera acher mafsik, and we learned previously in the second chapter that another crop in between is considered the end of this field. So this is a field that requires peah. You have more of this later on. It's a different field that requires its own peah. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, but again the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Hey, ha'achin shachalku nosnin shnei peos, brothers who divide a field would give two peahs. Each one, as an owner, would give his own peah for his own field. Chazru v'nishtatfu nosnin peah echas. If they go back and become partners and joint owners of the field, then they would give a single peah between them. Shnayim shalaku es ha'ilan, two people who jointly buy a tree, nosnin peah echas. They would give a single peah. Lakach zet tzfono v'zet deromo, but if one buys the north side of the tree and one buys the south side of the tree, zet nosen peah la'atzmo v'zet nosen peah la'atzmo, then this person would give his own peah from his side of the tree, and that person would give his own peah from that side of the tree. Hamocher kilche ilan besoch sedehu, someone who sells shoots of trees in his field, I guess saplings, nosen peah mikol echad ve'echad, the buyers have to give peah each one for the tree that he purchased. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is this? Bizman shlo shir bal hasadeh, when the person who owns the field didn't keep any for himself. Avalim shir bal hasadeh hu nosen peah lakol. But if he kept some for himself, then he gives peah for everything that's in the field. Let's take a look in the Bart Nuro. Two people, Shalachu es ha'ilan, they buy a tree together. Mehanach ilanos dechashiv beperek kama shechayavim bepeya. He's clarifying that this, of course, refers to one of the tree species that we said in the previous chapter does require peya. Obviously, if it's a tree that doesn't require peya, the whole discussion is moot. Hamocher klache ilan, someone who sells tree saplings. Sharshei tzmachim shechayavim bepeya, these are sprouts, roots that are required in peya. Below Macher lo karka, but he didn't sell the land. So the owner of the field kept the land, just sold the trees. Nosein halokeach peah mikol echad ve'echad. Then the person who buys it has to give peah for each one. I guess they're not contiguous. Because he doesn't own the land, they can't join with one another. Bizman shelo shir, he doesn't keep for himself. Klomar, keep an eye on this klomar, because we're going to come back to it momentarily. That is to say, Imlo hischil bal hasadel k'tzor o leleket peros az hu dechayev halokeach litein peya. If the owner of the field hasn't begun to harvest or to reap his field, to get the fruits, then the person who buys the trees is required when it comes to peya. Valim hischil bal hasadel liktzor sadehu kodem shemacher es elu shenishar min hasadeh shelo nikatzer o shelo nileket. If he did start harvesting the field from these trees that remained, bal hasadeh hu hanosein peah ahakol, then the obligation's already on him, and the seller has to give peah for everything in the field. Demechi ischil b'ktzira o b'lekita haperus ischayev b'peah shall call hasadeh. Because once he starts the harvest process, the reaping process, then everything in the field does become obligated with the peah. Rabbi Yehuda, Lepirushe milse de Tanakama asa, v'chein halacha. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming to clarify the matter of the first speaker, and this is the halacha. Now, the reason I said keep an eye on that klomar, that is to say, is that the Tosfos Yontif says, Perish lepirusho, he's going to explain the explanation. Mashakosav klomar laasvure hilchasa, v'lo perish dimisnisen. This is an explanation of halacha lamaisa, but it's not a clarification of the Mishnah, because the case in the Mishnah is where he left himself land and trees. This is not what the Bartner was talking about. So he is telling us a useful halacha, that the buyer only has to give peah if the seller was not already obligated in it. But that's not actually an explanation of what it says in the Mishnah. He's giving us more information, but it's kind of misleading what information it is he's giving us. So he's clarifying the clarification. That is the end of Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this parak with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.